The AARP will be traveling the state in a van dubbed the Voter Express. It's emblazoned with the group's top campaign issues: affordable health care, a solvent social security system, a prescription drug plan, senior care, and long-term care legislation. The van starts a six-week tour this week, stopping in 22 communities to encourage seniors to vote by providing voter registration information and voter guides listing candidates' positions on the group's key health care issues. Lisa Lamkins is the Associate State Director.
AARP Wisconsin believes that we need real health care reform. We need to deal with health care costs and not just tinker around the edges. So that's what we ask the candidates. How will they provide for real health care reform in the next legislative session? Answers are interesting. Go to our website and take a look. It's interesting.
In the governor's race, the voter's guide shows all three candidates in support of continued funding for the state's senior care program. Jim Doyle says he might support AARP's push for increasing the cigarette tax to support the program. Mark Green opposes that idea, and only Green Party candidate Nelson Eisman gives that plan his unconditional support. The guide also includes candidate positions in the race for the 21st State Senate District. Lamkin says that's a race the group feels the senior vote can play a role in.
It's an open seat. Anything goes there. We have two very interesting candidates with very different viewpoints on the issues that we think are important. And so we think that AARP Wisconsin voters will make a difference in that Senate district.
So far, only Democrat John Lehman in that race has responded to the questions the guide poses. AARP is nonpartisan and does not endorse candidates, but group leaders note that its more than 700,000 members do have clout. In the last midterm election in 2002, 57% of voters over age 50 cast ballots, compared to only 32% aged 18 to 49. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.